I'd like now to welcome Christina Quintana. She is the writer and director of a new play called Hearsay, which is being performed at the Weckester Studio Theater at the College of Santa Fe. It's part of the College of Santa Fe's Performing Arts Department presentation. And we are also joined by Liv Lombardi and Paige Riley, who are actors in this play. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to have you all. Now, I shouldn't be surprised, but I was surprised and delighted that there's just so much talent and good stuff going on in the theater at the College of Santa Fe. You think student work is going to be something that you sit through, and if you're somebody's parent, maybe you like it. But this is actual, real theater performed by students. So let's talk about the play, Hearsay. It's set in a Catholic girls' school in New Orleans. You went to, Christina, a Catholic girls' school in New Orleans.
I did. I went to Ursuline Academy in New Orleans, Louisiana. And definitely, I mean, I have obviously pull from it because that's, you know, where I came from. But at the same time, St. Elizabeth, which is the school that's the subject of Hearsay, is an entirely different place. I mean, it really is. The professors all are sprung from my imagination. They're very different from people that I knew. I mean, of course, there are little things that remind me, you know, little tics and that kind of stuff, but hopefully something everybody can relate to.
So what happens in this drama that our two actors here, Liv and Paige, play major roles in, is that one of the characters who's a teacher is a gay woman, and another character who's also a teacher, who's happily or not so happily married, develops a major crush on her colleague.
Right.
And that is happening simultaneously with something else that's happened, which is that a girl, a student, has been caught making out with another girl, and this girl happens to be the daughter of the headmaster.
Yep.
So right there, you've got a setup for all sorts of divided loyalties
and
politics crazy of the highest order.
Drama.
How did you choose this theme?
Actually, to be perfectly honest, going to a Catholic all-girls school, I actually based it off of an experience I had my freshman year of high school, and these two girls were caught making out on the tennis courts. And they weren't at all like related to the headmaster or anything like that, but it caused a really big stir, and I've never seen so many people flee a scene. I mean, it was ridiculous.
What do you mean, flee the scene?
I mean, we all sat outside. There was basically like an outdoor area by the tennis courts where students would eat lunch. And these two students started making out during lunch period. And literally all the rest of the students that were eating flocked inside. And it was my freshman year of high school. I really hadn't experienced anything with lesbianism or didn't know much at all. And I just, as I, you know, grew up, I just was like, this is ridiculous. Why is everything so secret? Why is everything covered up? Why is this such a big deal? One of the girls was expelled, one was suspended. Wow. And I was just, this is ridiculous.
How did they choose which one was expelled?
The one who was expelled had been caught doing other things. She was kind of a troublemaker. The one who's suspended was a sophomore at the time. The one who's expelled was a senior. And who I actually know, her name's Kyla, and she was a sweetheart. But yeah, so that was part of it. Also, knowing people at home in that community who are closeted, and how difficult it is being in that religious environment and not being able to come forth with it. I actually did have a teacher, a professor, who I'm almost certain was a closet lesbian, and that's also part of it. So several things that happened in my life that I needed to put down on paper, and I really needed to be heard that it's 2008 and this is still happening, which is ridiculous, you know?
So meanwhile, your character, Paige, has been interesting in the sense that you were married for 7 years, and I don't know if you chose the 7-year mark, which seems to, people say, be some kind of breaking point where things happen. But how do you see that character? Do you see her as a straight woman? Do you see her as a closeted lesbian who's just trying to figure out what's going on?
You know, I thought about that a lot, and What I finally come to decide is that the feelings that Celia has for Abigail spawn from something probably much deeper than that, in that she feels sort of out of place in this school, and she feels sort of, I mean, her husband, who's another teacher, Mark, at the school, he's sort of distancing himself as far as he's getting really into school and being really involved, and then she feels sort of alienated from the school itself. So I feel like a lot of that comes from, a lot of the attraction comes from more of an escape. She sees her as more of this, you know, this escape to something completely different that she's never even thought about before. So I think that it's, that the attraction definitely is, I think the attraction is definitely a real, it's a real feeling, but I think that a lot of it comes from a much deeper, like much more hurt place.
Right, then that she's going to make this her permanent
right.
lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And meanwhile, Abigail, the character played by you, Liv Lombardi, is looking at this whole thing and kind of trying not to roll your eyes.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because when we first started rehearsing, like pretty much for the first like maybe half of the rehearsal process, I was really just kind of confused and very like lost in the script because there were so many things that the character goes through that aren't familiar to me, and just a lot of things like she's in this place, she's kind of like an outsider, she doesn't really want to, because she is gay and she doesn't want to lose her job and have people know that, but everyone kind of knows, but they don't really say anything. But there's
also
it's a Catholic school, right? But there's also that part of, in the play, her and Celia get close because they do a project together, and I found that once I kind of let the character kind of just go with it and like realize her attraction to Celia, even though she's in this committed relationship with another woman, it kind of let me just kind of do it instead of worrying about it. Because there was a lot of worry, like, well, what am I doing here? Like, what is the point of this scene? Because a lot of times I feel like Abigail's kind of caught in the middle of everything. She's kind of like the central point of, like, Celia and Mark, and she's getting blamed because, you know, the principal's daughter was making out and she's the principal's daughter's teacher. So, like, does she have a part in that kind of thing? So
she's blamed for just about everything in the whole play.
Yeah, it's really kind of intense, but I definitely like, you know, like the part. It's been a great exercise, I think.
And she, in a way, she's sort of the most grounded and stable person in the whole play because she has a committed partner, she's good at her work,
mm-hmm.
she's doing what she wants to do, and everybody else is kind of freaking out around her. There's another character whose actor isn't here today who's a major gossip and who's really trying to make life difficult for everybody and find out what's going on with everybody, and we don't want to give away too much of the play, but she's a great character. I found it interesting. I mean, here you are, college students in your teens or 20s playing married people and people in committed relationships, which is tricky to play and tricky to write for you, a young woman. But I have to say, you really got that, what would you call it, falseness and tension in a marriage that isn't working, and the kind of way that you can't solve it through sex and intimacy anymore. It's just too far gone.
Right.
Good job.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Were you inspired by the play Doubt, Christina?
It's interesting. A lot of people have actually been like, oh, have you read The Children's Hour? Have you read Doubt? And I actually started working on this play 2 years ago. And so I knew about Doubt, but it wasn't really in my mind. I mean, it was really just because my experience is I've been a Catholic. I went to a Catholic all-girls school, so that's, you know, my basis. And this is actually a story I've been wanting to write for a really long time. It's wonderful. I mean, it's cool that people see the connections with Doubt and, like, The Children's Hour, which are amazing plays. I totally appreciate that. But it's definitely, it's more of a subconscious, I guess, there is that connection.
I mean, it is, I think what is so interesting about the play, and so it leaves you with, which I think good plays and movies can do, leaving you with questions. And that question is, one of the questions is, where are your loyalties? And the person who plays Paige, your husband,
right.
Mark, he's loyal to you, but he also wants a position at the school.
Right.
And then when he finds out that you have an infatuation with this teacher whom he's been trying to defend, is he going to, and we won't talk too much about it, but is he going to abandon both of you in order to get his position as, of all things, disciplinarian? Mm-hmm. Is that a real position?
It is, actually. At my school, a disciplinarian was, like, basically vice president. But, yeah, I kind of made it just its own position because I thought it would be more interesting to have, like, disciplinarian.
What do disciplinarians do?
In charge of basically, you know, detention, like organizing like detentions, demerits, all that kind of stuff. If there's any kind of issue with a student, they would go to the disciplinarian's office instead of really the. At my school, the principal wasn't really the one who dealt with, like, it wasn't like you go to the principal's office to deal with things. It was more you go to the disciplinarian. She would, like, hold cell phones. Like, if somebody had a cell phone and was talking during the day, she would, like, take the cell phone and keep it and, like, those kinds of things.
Right. Did you go to Catholic school as well, Liv?
No, I went to a public school. I'm from New Jersey. I went to, like, a not really small, kind of maybe, like, 1,500 kids, but it's very similar to a lot of the themes in Hearsay, just because I grew up in a small town. Everyone that lives there kind of grew up there and comes back and raises their family, so everyone knows each other, and the school's small, like everyone knows each other, everyone's in each other's business, so I kind of can relate to that. And we had a vice principal who was the disciplinarian, like you did not want to mess with him because he would ruin your day very quickly if you had to go into his office.
The play is called Hearsay. It's by Christina Quintana, whom we're talking to right now, and Liv Lombardi and Paige Riley are acting in it. And it's tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 3rd and 4th, at the Weckester Studio Theater at the College of Santa Fe. Let's talk for a moment about the College of Santa Fe, which, of course, is in the news for being in big trouble right now. But you are a playwright. You are actors. You're all studying theater. Mm-hmm. Got a good department.
It's great.
Oh yeah, we are so lucky. We have a phenomenal department.
I mean, the teachers just care about you at a level that you just don't experience in other places. It's, I mean, the fact that I have the liberty to be able to produce my own show and just, I mean, I am as a junior. You know, I'm going to be graduating. I want to graduate from my school. It's, I love this place for so much of us. It's, there's nowhere else. I mean, this is where we're meant to be. So I mean.
What is the playwriting and acting training like? What do you do? What do you learn?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. Most of the people that are in the acting department, the theater department, go for a BFA, which is a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and that's very performance-based. So you're going to take, like, 3 acting classes, audition training, a lot of movement classes. Mm-hmm. Some people take, like, ballet, some people take modern dance. I'm in a class called Contact Improv, which is just, like, rolling around on the floor and, like, and, like, touching other people. But it's really cool. Like, I've learned so much from it.
I love Contact Improv.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. And then there's musical theater. There's a lot of musical theater kids at our school who are, you know, phenomenal singers and dancers, and they can act, too. Like, they're great. But yeah, it's a lot of performance. And what's great about, I think, our department is that even if you are an actor, they really make you learn just as much about the technical side, which is so great because once you get out into the real world and you're auditioning for theater troupes, you know, the actor that can hang lights and, you know, learn how to do sound and knows how to, like, I don't know, you know, build a set is going to be so much more valuable than an actor that can just look good on stage, I think, one of the greatest parts about the department that we have. It makes you very well-rounded, which is very important.
Right. We have a very rigorous curriculum. The classes that we're expected to take are, I mean, they're high level and they're hard classes. But I'm so grateful that I took them. I had a class last semester. Your first semester of sophomore year, you take acting or audition training, which is basically you have 8 monologues throughout the semester that you, each week you work on them and you come and you perform them and then you get critiques on them. And then at the end of the semester, you perform 3 of your favorites. And I mean, I've never felt so connected to a teacher before as I did with Peter Zapp, who is my teacher. But as well, I mean, also I've never learned so much about myself in that sort of class. And I mean, you're really analyzing who you are while we have a very different department, I think, than most of the departments on campus.
When you're doing these monologues, are we talking Shakespeare and Ibsen and things like that, or?
Well, you're supposed to do at least one classical monologue, but the rest of them should be contemporary. And we choose all of our monologues that we want to do. And that's the other thing is that. This is a department of dedication for sure. I mean, Everybody jokes, you know, don't hang out with theater kids. They never have any time. But it's true. I mean, I am always at that theater all the time, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
And in terms of playwriting, Christina, I guess you need guidance, but you also need to just be thrown into the pool and learn how to swim.
The cool thing is, I actually am an acting BFA, and I decided to do a creative writing minor, and I really want to go to grad school for playwriting. But what happened was I took this intermediate playwriting class with Carol Carpenter, who was actually an alum of the college, and she just is amazing. Oh, my God. Just what I got out of that class. We worked on 10-minute pieces. And the great thing is I have had so much support with my play. I mean, I did a reading on campus through a student-run Emergent Behaviors, which was this festival on campus with a bunch of readings, and that was, like, one of the first drafts. And at the same time, like, Carol read through my play. I've had, like, fellow students. She sent my script to an alum who read through it. So, I mean, it's really great that there's, in addition to the students that are currently at the college, there's a network of people who are there to, like, help afterwards. Because it's so important for the revisions to have people that you can trust to read. It was great.
So, Christina Quintana's new play is called Hearsay. It's a production of the College of Santa Fe's Performing Arts Department, and it is happening tomorrow and Wednesday, March 3rd and 4th, at the Weckerser Studio Theater at the College of Santa Fe. The box office number over there is 473-6511. And what time does it start?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Well, Christina Quintana, Liv Lombardi, and Paige Riley, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.